Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here as we go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on WCCO this morning. Continue to cover the news of the pandemic and the virus and some of the Minnesota connections. And we want to bring in our Commissioner of Corrections, and that is a name many of you may know as well, Paul Schnell. Commissioner, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. I guess that's kind of our first question all the time now, given the circumstances. And as commissioner, obviously, we need you in charge of our system here in Minnesota. And I would ask you, Paul, has the coronavirus reached inside the Minnesota prison system?
It has. We have had a couple of our staff have been affected by it. Just early this week, we had our first case of an inmate being confirmed positive. We since have identified now, just as of late last night, I think a fourth test came back positive on an inmate, and we suspect others who had close contact are displaying some symptoms. So we could have as many as a dozen in one prison facility that have been affected. Fortunately, all of the symptoms have been kind of the lower grade fevers and some coughing, nothing too serious. But nonetheless, as concerned as we are, we've done some modification of and containment of people who have been exposed and or are in quarantine if they're positive. And right now, that we really want to address this and tamp this down, and so that we don't have spread go any further.
Commissioner, as you know, much conversation about early release for prisoners and expansion of work release. What is the latest on that? What do we know?
We are, we are working on, Minnesota has a long history. When I first got out of college some 35 years ago, I started out working in a work release program for people who were in the last several months of their prison sentence and part of the transition program. And that program has been operating for all those years, and we are looking at and exploring and identifying appropriate candidates for some early release, probably within the last 90 days of their term, with a plan and all of those things that are necessary to ensure safety. And we would have people supervising them while they're out. And we always have the authority to bring people back into custody if there's any concerns or issues. So that's something that we're looking at. And I think the benefit of that internally is to buy some capacity. As we look at the potential need to move people around and quarantine larger numbers of people, it really becomes essential that we have space and capacity inside to try and address these outbreaks so that you don't have prison-wide or system-wide problems. And ultimately, we know that while much of our population tends to be younger, we do have people that are significantly older as well. We have a number of people who have significant medical concerns, and so we have to really situate people in a way that ultimately minimizes risk.
Paul, can you physically distance or socially distance inside the prison? Is that possible given the space?
I think, where it's not absolutely easy on some situations, but we have, I think all the wardens have developed a plan to modify schedules and programming. And what that means is that it takes longer to do things like You know, normally people may go to the cafeteria, the meal dining hall, and move down, have 30 minutes, and you have people that are largely shoulder to shoulder. Now we may end up running that lunch period instead for 3 20-minute or half-hour periods so that you can get distance. And so all those plans are being put into place. You know, I think we have also been mindful of the fact that looked at what's happened in Italy. We want to make sure that we don't have unrest. We have an obligation to treat the people inside who are incarcerated in our facilities at least well, to the point that we provide for their safety and their immediate needs and their medical care. I think we want to be in a place where they have and continue to have some contact with family and be able to access the phones. Because those things are important. Again, 95% of these people will ultimately come back to communities across our state. And given that, we do want and desire to have them come back better than they were when they went in. And we want them to be proactive and positive citizens. So we, even in light of the things that are happening with Corona and all that's going on, we still endeavor to make sure that we're doing and providing services that make a difference for people, although we have to change much of our programming to deal with the distancing issues.
Hey, Paul, before I let you go, the court system is still running. I was talking with Judge Thunheim yesterday about that, but in a limited capacity, how's it affecting you in the prison?
Yeah, we continue to take people in. The courts have done sentencing. These are mostly cases that have been through the process and now maybe coming in for sentencing only. So we have been bringing people in. We've had some good luck in terms of, you know, a lot of writs where people are coming out of prison and going to courts. A lot of that's being done by ITV. And I think what's really interesting about this in many respects is that the things that we're doing in response to COVID-19 may end up having profound influence on the way that the business gets done into the future. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how much changes as we come out of this.
Yeah, that is really a good point. We all may be adjusting to a little bit different in life and learning a few things. Hey, Commissioner Schnell, I appreciate you joining us here on WCCO. Thanks. I'm sure we'll stay in touch over the next few weeks as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Stay healthy.
Yeah, you too, Paul. Thank you. That is Paul Schnell, Commissioner of Corrections here in Minnesota. WCCO time is coming up on 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. All the news coming up at the top of the hour, and there is a lot of it, obviously. But next up, we will check our good neighbor and see who that is today here on WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.